You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says.
Happy Tweeflins!
Yeah, that's what's up! Just sit back, relax, I got that show for ya! Yeah, boy! Now here we go!
What's up, it's your boy Sheriff, President Trahan. You can check out my new music at psychicsoldiers.com. You can check out my podcast at sheriffsays.com. And you can check out my presidential campaign at presidenttrahan.com. Anyhow, we're going to talk about some family tree stuff, as I have put it in the title. we're gonna dig into some political family trees here. But we're not going to get too deep into these family trees, so to speak. So don't expect like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of this stuff I have already said, I just kind of want to reiterate it for the people who can't hear me in the back. You understand? Who are new here and who are just now finding out about this Sheriff Says podcast. Because it's important. So we're going to talk about Obama and Michelle. Okay, so Joan Rivers allegedly passed away because she called out Obama being married to a male, which is Michael LaVon Robinson. Okay, now Michael LaVon Robinson is Michelle Obama. It's thoroughly proven. Like, there's no way to deny this. Like, if you deny it, you look foolish. And Joe Biden is married to whoever, right? Like, whoever that is, right? Okay. So, is he married to a male? Or was married to a male? Because I don't know if Joe Biden is really alive right now, like, and kicking type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of speculation out there right now, mainly by me, and it's not necessarily that it's by me, it's just, I'm like, what is really going on in politics right now? You know what I'm saying? Because, like, everybody can recite what they know, what they've seen from the news, and all this stuff, right? But, you know, and don't get me wrong, like, they have very interesting things to say, but, you know, they're not where I'm trying to be right now with the information, you understand? So anyways, with that said, you know, Biden is married to whoever, and Trump is married to male Anya, who is a male. So, Michelle is a male, Melania is a male, and maybe Biden is married to a male, and that's why he has to have sex with girls, like, little girls that are way younger than him. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, this whole family tree, triangle of love thing is, it's weird. Why is Trump married to a man and has a son? Like, that hurts my neck, bruh. Like, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just had to pop my fingers, like, wow, like, that made me tense for a second. Like, that's a weird triangle of love. Like, I don't even want to go there. That's Bermuda Triangle, bruh. That's Bermuda Triangle. But you know what's funny to me is, like, people are like, oh, the apocalypse is happening. You want to read what, you know, you want to know what's going on and what's happening? Read the end of the Bible. I'm like, bruh, I've been there. I've done that. Like, I've been there and done that. Since I was a kid. Like, that, as a kid, that was my most favorite book. You know what I'm saying? So I read it a lot because I didn't understand it. And I was like, what? You know, and there was so much. Oh, I guess I gotta make a run. I will be right back. And we're back. This just in. Stop the presses. This news is hot. Kyle Rittenhouse just got found not guilty on all 5 counts. Whenever he received the news, it got about to the second or third verdict, and this kid started breaking up, tearing up. It became uncontrollable emotion for this kid. It was clear cut. It was in self-defense. And the kid was so nervous and like shaken up by the news of his not guilty verdict that whenever he was trying to drink water, he almost started spilling the water all over himself. So Kyle Rittenhouse, the media is not supposed to contact you for interviews, but I'm just going to put this out there that if you want to be on a podcast with a host that supports gun rights, is a presidential candidate, and you know, just has things going for himself like that, and you want to I'm not even going to be nice about it. If you want to stick it to the Democrats that basically, you know, the part of the group that basically attacked you, you can come on my show. You can come on this show right here. And believe me, the media will know. They'll hear you. Everybody in politics, they will hear you. They listen to this podcast. It's no secret. You know, my podcast gets ears. It gets people's attention from all over. CEOs, everybody listens to this. So, you can reach out to me. Just look at my website, presidenttrahan.com, and just click a social media and go from there. Or you can email me, sheriff@sheriffx.com. And if that doesn't work for you, Sheriff Trahan or Sheriff Puma @gmail.com, just contact me, bro. You've got a green door to just contact me, man. We can set up a phone interview or however you want to do this, bro. I just wanted to put that out there and extend that to you. I don't usually ask people to be on this podcast. It's usually like my family and stuff like that. But yeah, dude, congratulations. You're a free man. And just watch your back with all these people out and about. You might want to move somewhere safe. just saying, man. Anyways, yay, justice is served. It's just too bad that it had to be called into question. You know what I mean? It's clear cut. It shouldn't have to go to court. That's one of those things. It's clearly self-defense. There's video evidence that it's clearly self-defense. So, I mean, you know, it's not like it's his word against somebody else's. Just saying. There's video evidence to back it up. Anyways, I'll be right back again because I got to run another errand. But like I said, I'll be right back. But I just wanted to stop what I was doing and just put out the news about Kyle Rittenhouse verdict not guilty and basically kind of give you a play-by-play of what happened. And so now you know. Now you know. Anyways, I'll be right back. And I'm back. How do you like that? So... It's been quite a mission trying to get this recorded. I've kind of had to stop a couple times here and there. And even before that, I've just kind of, I need to get this podcast done. I need to get this podcast done, you know? And so I've really, really been trying to stick to my schedule. But I've had a lot of things going on, a lot of shifts in my schedule. So I've kind of had to make an ebb and flow here and just kind of go with the flow. And then ebb whenever I need to. But anyways, to kind of wrap up the Kyle Rittenhouse thing. So I said, give you a play-by-play, but I meant what happened in court. So now I'm going to kind of give you a play-by-play from somebody who reported it to me, basically. They reported what was going on, what they saw, and whatnot. Well, basically, this is from what I understand. Is that the group is trying to, I guess you could say, riot or whatever, they were trying to protect their home at first, and then their dad owned a business that was down the way. And excuse me if I got any of this wrong. Like I said, it's just the best translation that I could get so far, and I haven't read any of it at all. I haven't been a part of it at all. But and so he said, you know, here, I got this gun. I'll protect this house. You take that gun and you go and protect the business. All right. Or he volunteered to go, you know what I mean? But either way, he goes and protects the business, his dad's business. And he gets there because I guess his dad had already had to fend some people off. And so he heard they were attacking businesses. So the kid goes, and Kyle himself goes and defends his dad's business. And sure enough, there's people there, and they start attacking, trying to attack the business. Well, you know, I guess Kyle gets in the way and says, "I don't think so, right? You know, this is my dad's business. He's invested, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm just speculating here. You know, but this is probably his mindset. My dad's, you know, he's invested money into this. I know how hard he's tried. You know, I know how far his business has come, and COVID has threatened to take it out, and now I'm here to defend it from people trying to also do the same. You know, they didn't get their way with COVID, and now they're trying this." You know, like I said, this is all speculation here. You know, let me know if I do or don't got this right. And either way, I really don't care, because like I said, this is just speculation, and I'm openly telling you that this is the best that I could frame this in a story based on what I was told. And so, you know, he gets there, and well, they start coming at him, and he has not drawn his weapon. You know, he just has it. And so they are relentless, the group, and they start, I don't know what was said, okay, but they start, and I'm pretty sure it's like, "Hey, get the F out of here." And "Oh yeah, I don't think so. Who are you? Oh, you got a gun? You think you're a big man?" Something like that, right? Some kind of situation like that. And then he's like, you know, he doesn't want to have to use it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's your last resort. You know, and he's not a psycho, you know? And so, he gets attacked by the group. And one of the guys has a skateboard, and he hits him with the trucks over the head. That's going to hurt. Okay, so now the guy with the gun, right, has been hit over the head with the trucks of a skateboard. He still really hasn't raised his weapon at all, you know what I'm saying? And he's getting hit. And so he stands up, and then that's whenever he's like, he's feeling threatened, right? So he raises his gun, and he's like, "All right, back off. I've had enough. You know, now you've attacked me, and I feel like my life is threatened." And so he raises his weapon. Still doesn't shoot anybody. Gets hit over the head with the trucks of a skateboard yet again. Then I'm imagining, I haven't seen the video, but I'm imagining he gets a little more aggressive with a gun now, because that's exactly what I or anybody would do. You know what I mean? Anybody in that situation that feels that their life is threatened, they're going to get a little more aggressive. Like, "Hey, I said back the fuck off." Well, somebody decides that they want to draw on him. So now it's a draw on the streets. You know what I'm saying? Fastest gun wins. And well, Kyle won. And they're trying to say that he killed somebody in cold blood. Well, I'm sorry, but if you drew a weapon, you go and point it at me, knowing I have this weapon, knowing I have told you to back off, seeing that I've gotten attacked, and you want to go and grab a gun to further attack me. So that would make their strike three. He said, we're not giving it three strikes. I'm sure their first strike was crossed with the words, the fact that they were even on the property at all. And well, like I said, Kyle won. Somebody else came at him. I think it was Mr. Skateboard Man. I don't know. That's the part I don't know, because I don't remember what the guy said in the story whenever he was telling me. But somebody else got popped, and it was pretty much over from there, from what I understand. Nobody wanted that smoke. And so now you know, kind of like a play-by-play, you know, with a little bit of speculation here and there. But that's the best that I've gotten it from somebody who's seen all the tapes and has basically done their research into this. Somebody was telling me about it, and I was just like, wow. And then I happened to see just a couple days later, which was yesterday, that the verdict came in. And now I haven't been feeling my best, because like I said, I've got so much going on. So, you know, I'm kind of trying to focus on me and my health right now. And, you know, you know, I'm getting looked at and taken care of and everything. And between all that, you know, I heard that story. And so I was like, all right, you know, I want to get this started. And so I started on the podcast. And, you know, life happens, and you got to step up to the plate and be there for somebody, you know, so you do. And so that's basically what's been going on. And I'm just now able to sit down, you know, take a break, sit down and really break this down for you. And so I just kind of wanted to catch you guys up on what's going on, because you know that people are not happy about that verdict. And tough titty. I'm just going to say it straight up, tough titty. Because you can't always have your way whenever you're screwing someone over with your political gains in mind. I said G-A-I-N-S. Gains, not games. Gains. Like they have something to gain from it. Politically, motivated. A politically motivated attack. And I'd almost say socially motivated for their social status. It's really what it comes down to at the end of the day, because they want that social status. And it's a bunch of chasers, you know. Some of them are paper chasers, some of them are status chasers. And that's just the way it goes, you know what I mean? And I'm really, Kyle, sorry that you had to go through this, you know. But honestly, I mean, if you guys had insurance, you could have just let them do what they wanted to do and claim insurance, but you didn't, and you stood your ground. And so, I mean, there's no shame in that. There's no shame in that, Kyle. You did what you had to do. And that's the healthiest way to look at that is, you know, you did what you had to do to protect your dad's business and at the same time protect yourself and your life and also protect your family from having to deal with the loss of you, you know. Now, I'm in no way talking trash to anybody else, you know, but or anybody else's family. You know, this is not meant to be any negativity towards the family, but, you know, that person knew what they were doing, who was on the wrong end of the gun, we'll say. They knew what they were doing. They know how to handle a weapon. Otherwise, they wouldn't have drawn it. A person who draws a weapon knows what they're doing with it. And, well, he knew what he was doing with it, and unfortunately, that cost him their life. But that just kind of goes to show you that, you know, hey, you can't just do what you want in this world. You know, you can't just do what you want to other people's property and businesses. And, you know, their rights to defend it and their rights to stand their ground will trump yours, as we see in court here. You know, when it comes down to a jury, it's a whole different story. It's a whole different ball and game, because that's whenever y'all Democrats can't press the issue anymore. Any more pressing of this issue is going to be really bad, really, really bad for your social status. People are going to start giving you the stare of disapproval. And if you are not staring to disapprove this type of behavior, you really should start it, because Japan does it, and look at how well they're ran. Japan has run very well. Now, I'm not saying that they're perfect. You know, every place has their faults. But, you know, Japan, they don't put up with this type of stuff. I wouldn't say strict, right? But they have a social, like, cultural standard of everyday practices and procedures. You know what I'm saying? Practices and procedures go into their everyday life, so to speak. You understand? Instead of oh, this is the way we must be. No, it's just the way we are. That's how we behave. We have class. We have manners. You know, it's like whenever a parent tells a child, we don't do that. Mm-mm-mm. And then they give them the look that knows, that the kid knows, you know. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Because remember what we talked about? You know what I'm saying? And so it's the stare of disapproval. That's what I'm trying to break down for you. You know, I do want to express how far that stare of disapproval really does go. It's very effective, because when the crowd, the group, everybody around them, basically everybody who's on the social norm, so to speak, the social wavelength that is the norm, you know, the good vibes or whatnot. They're all looking at the person who's screwing up the vibe. You understand? Like, yo, party killer. Who's Buzz Killington? Who invited Buzz Killington to the party? Type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Just kind of breaking it down for you. And I really want to encourage you guys to employ that. Employ that into your life. You would be surprised how far that stare of disapproval really goes. It's like, because to me, in my mind, like whenever it happens, I look at a motherfucker and I'm like, really, nigga? Nigga, really? You're really doing that right now? You know, like that look, like with the girl holding her hand out, like, you're really doing that right now? You know what I'm saying? Like nigga, really? Nigga, really? You know what I'm saying? And but that's just how I look at it. That's my mind and my mentality of it. Maybe you would say something different, like, please, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, whatever type of personality you are, whenever it comes to like how you would deal with a social situation like that you didn't approve of, you know, without having to say it. Because if you really gotta say it, that's whenever it becomes stupid. You know what I mean? And they're looking for that. They're, you know, the person who is behaving this way, they're looking for that because they want that type of attention. They want the type of attention because they're not getting it elsewhere. They're not getting it at home. They're not getting it from whoever's closest to them. And so now they're doing this and acting out and reaching out. You understand? And I only say that because, not that it's childish, right? You know, it's just that it's not mature. And I know that can kind of run along the same lines, you know, parallel here. But remember, parallel and not together, right? They do run the same ways, but they're ending up about an inch apart from each other. Lack about that much. There's a joke that goes with that. Would you like to hear it? Here it goes. So there's a Texan, a person from Oklahoma. So I guess you could say a Sooner. And then there's a Louisianan, a Cajun. And they're all standing there talking about their moms and stuff like that. And then he's like, the Texan's like, oh yeah? Or they're just talking about whatever, you know, shooting shit. The Texan's like, oh yeah? I forget how it goes, but the Texan, basically, long story short, the Texan goes, you know, I don't even want to say it because I can't tell it right. So, let's just kind of nutshell it. Okay, so the Texan is like, you know, I did this, and then everybody's like, really? You know, and they're blown away, and then he's like, lack about that much. And then the Oklahoma guy goes, you know, well, I did this. And everybody's like, what? And he's like, yeah, well, lack about that much. And so, like, it's all some kind of, the lack about that much is some kind of, I can't believe I'm telling you, like the story behind it instead of the actual joke. It's so funny. but the lack about that much, you know, makes it kind of funny. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, it's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, right, you know. And then it's like, well, then they say lack about that much, and it's like, you're full of shit. You okay? So you get the concept behind it? Well, the Louisiana comes and says, oh yeah, I got one that outdoes both of y'all. And they're like, oh yeah? And he's like, yeah. Yeah, bro, yeah. And he goes, what's that? And he goes, well, where I come from? Yeah, that's how it goes. Where I come from? We're all born out of our mama's asshole. They all look at him, they're like, what? He goes, yeah. Lack about that much, so it's about an inch. You know what I'm saying? You get that motherfucking inch, you're gonna take a mile. So here's a question to kind of frame what I've been trying to say to you. The concept behind what I'm trying to say is, how do you usually deal with immaturity from others? Are you passive? You know what lets that other person know that, you know what, these are my boundaries, and if you cross those, That's my line in the sand. You know, and so if you cross that, you know, you and I are, we're going to have a serious discussion type of deal. You know what I mean? How do you silently deal with immaturity? Me, you know, I'm like, I just look at them like, really? Or I'll say something, but it's short and sweet. Like, hey, bro, I let you slide those couple times. But you do it again, bro, and it's gonna be me and you. And the person who is misbehaving, they don't want to deal with that. They'll straight up leave the house, type of deal, you know. But and so, you know, my situations though are much tougher than a lot of other people's. Now, I'm not gonna say everybody's, but not everybody has a situation where, like, you know, I've been put into where I've had to use that. And it actually had to be raised to that level of not emotional consciousness, but threat awareness. You know what I'm saying? So not everybody's gonna have it as bad as Kyle, so to speak. You know, because what I'm trying to tell you is how to curb it before it happens. You know, you got to stay aware, and on top of that, and you got to let these people know, and you need to confront the problem person directly, because the more you cower down to them, the more that they're going to think that they can get away with it. See what I mean? So you have to put your foot down somewhere, but believe me, you have to put your foot down. And so what types of things would make you put your foot down? What kind of boundaries do people have to cross? Like, really think about that. Because remember, you're trying to nip it in the bud before it becomes a elevated situation. You know what I mean? Because you don't want the problem to escalate. You want to nip it in the bud and say, hey nigga, right here. Yeah, you see this? See these eyes? Nigga? Yeah, I didn't think so. These crazy eyes, nigga. Crazy, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Type of shit. And so, because, you know, especially as a parent, I'm crazy, nigga. I'm your parent. I'm crazy, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And it, you know, it's not always like that for the parents. Like, you don't always have to give your kid a crazy eye, you know? But sometimes you do, you know? Nigga, we ain't in the store, nigga. I know you want that peanut butter, nigga. You know, I know you want that candy, nigga, but, you know, and some parents, they just ignore that shit.
Mama, I need a candy. I need candy, mama.
And you know, they heard him the first time. But, you know, like, those type of parents, they don't give a shit about the other people in the store. They don't care. They don't care how annoying that is. You know what I mean? They're just trying to ignore it. But what they need is, see, what I learned, now, like I said, immaturity we're talking about, not childcare, okay? We're just talking about how to deal with immaturity, because whenever I transition into these different things, I don't want you to think that we're talking about looking after kids. No, we're talking about how to transition the same concepts that produce learnability, you know, corrective behavior. And we're applying that towards dealing with immaturity. People who are immature enough to really cause a spell, so to speak. And I do mean that proverbially, but at the same time, I kind of mean that just a teensy bit literally. But one thing I've learned, and because you know, that's why I brought up the immaturity and not the childcare, but because of I watched Super Nanny, and now I know some of you are like, oh my god, here we go. No. There are some things that are on there that I'm like, oh, you know what I mean? And now I'm not talking about putting anybody on timeout, right? But just. There's a couple things that I learned, and there's one thing that I've seen repeated on there that I've actually learned beforehand is, okay, you know what? We're not going to do that, and here's why, you know? But what I'm really trying to get at with you guys is the concept behind whenever, instead of, what she did is she put him on a timeout and then went and had a one-on-one with him. But what I've learned from dog training and corrective behavior for children, and they kind of run all one and the same, and people who are not all there, I kind of look at them as dog people, you know? Squirrel, mine, you know what I mean? It's a little mixture between those types of personalities if you watch cartoons and stuff like that, because I know some of you kind of get the concept better whenever it's related to something that you've seen. Well, you know, these dog people, so to speak, or childlike people, so to speak, because dogs and children have a lot of similarities whenever it comes to corrective behavior training or you know, getting them to learn it, really, is it whenever it's educational crunch time. And you become the hero in all the situations all the time. But the thing that I noticed that's similar is you have to get down on their level to effectively communicate with them. For the dog is to let them know that you are the master of their pack. You're their pack leader. So you go down there to where you're within range for them to lick you in the face. Now, I'm not saying to let them lick you in the face, but they'll try. You understand? Because it's like, oh, yeah, and you're buddies all of a sudden. You see what I mean? And whenever it's you and a child, like, if you're standing up, you're towering over them. You're like the Nephilim, and they don't want to enter the land of milk and honey for 40 years because, you know, God told them so. And, you know, because God knew, you go in there before I say, you're getting your ass kicked. You know what I'm saying? And there's, you know, you better wait 40 years type of thing. But you're towering over this child who doesn't understand why they can't do these funny or fun things or zany things they come up with. And if you kneel down to them and you get eye to eye, then they can relate on your level. And it's the same thing with a dog. When you get down and you bring yourself down to their level and you squat down, that's whenever they're like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? They you're not just this huge towering thing that they have to keep looking way up to. You know, and it's, if you had to look at the ceiling all the time, like, your neck would probably, it would probably get pretty stiff. You know, so, you know, imagine that, like, somebody who's like 10 feet taller than you, you know, so to speak, and you had, like, wouldn't you be kind of a little bit scared of listening to that? And, you know, whatever's going on up there, like, it's way above your head, so to speak. And so whenever you use corrective behavior, you have to bring yourself down to their level to communicate to them effectively. Look them right in the eye and let them know. And that's how the stare of disapproval works, my friends. That's a little bit of the background behind it, about you know, the concept behind it. And so I just kind of want you guys to wrap your minds around these concepts, because you know, it's time. It's time right now, because this, you know, this is not just anybody's land to just come and say and do whatever. You know, remember to stand your ground. You know, but if you're in a state that doesn't require that, then I would move away. No, that's just me. You know, that's just me. You know, I like to be able to know that I can protect myself at any given moment. You know, even on private property, it would literally come down to law. I'm just saying. But now, whenever we talk about what's going on in politics, like, the reason I bring this up is because a lot of the politicians' kids are the ones inciting these things. That, you see, their offspring, or their family members' offspring that's related to them, that they may be close to, they have gotten ideas of their own. Oh, I don't want to be, Kung Fu Panda. He doesn't want the noodle dream. You know, he doesn't want the Congress bill dream. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't care about the Green New Deal type stuff. All this kid cares about is money and fame type of stuff, you know. So they're out doing their thing, you know, trying to be the cool guy, the new kid on the block, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to fit in. They come from a lot of money, and they're, you know, they've got all these people around them that they don't fit in with. They're finding themselves surrounded by people that they don't know. They feel like they can't click with unless they do a certain thing to prove that they're down or cool or whatever, you know what I mean? Like that they're worth the other person's time, you know? And so that's kind of the mentality of the politician's family tree. You see what I'm saying? Now, some of them are like, whoa, hey, maybe I should marry a Sanders offspring, or maybe I should marry a I'm trying to think of somebody, a Clinton offspring. Maybe I should get in the Clinton family, and then I can run for so and so office because I'll be in the family. You see, well, they're all family. You see, they're all family. And like, some of you are like, yeah, I know all this. And as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, you know, this is a refresher course. This is a happy tweefins, you know. This is this is an episode. This is a programming for people. And I loosely use the word programming, you know, but this is something to help you refresh yourself into, oh yeah, you know what that is? That's what it means to live in this country. You know, that's what it means to be, and I hate to use this word, but American. See, not even the stuff I'm surrounded by likes that word. You know, this is American made. Like, you know, this is Indigica. Sorry, but, you know, this is indigenous land. You know, people were here before you were. And so I just kind of want to honor that, you know, as always. It's always, every day is always two types of days for me, every day. You know what I mean? Like a holiday that runs every day for me. That's indigenous pride and cultural and social awareness. You know, they are here. Okay. You know, honor them, acknowledge them. They are here. They're, you know, we all have to live here type of thing. And you're willing, you're more than free to be willing to move somewhere else. That's totally on you. You know what I'm saying? But this is where we come from type of deal. You understand? This is our country type of deal. And I say that because I come from the tribe and I'm not... Like, I do have, everybody's got a little bit of indigenous blood in them, but, so to speak, I come from a tribe. I was raised by somebody who comes from a tribe, and now, I'm not saying, like, they were active in the tribe, but, like, that's, you know what I mean? Like, that's the tribe that I come from, you know, and I'd love to be able to say, oh yeah, I'm sorry, I don't come from a tribe, you know, I'm an immigrant here, which I kind of am, you know what I'm saying? But culturally, like, I come from this tribe, the Attakapa tribe, and it's not necessarily true. Like, it's there's rumors like, oh, they were cannibals and blah 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 blah. And no, don't get me wrong, there's some weird people in that tribe and from the past, and so I wouldn't put it past anybody, you know what I mean? Because, like, there are still cannibals today. And, you know, in Texas and in Alaska and in California and in New Mexico, you know what I'm saying? It's that they're all around us, you know. And it's like, why do you think Silence of the Lambs came out? Like, come on, bro. Like, what, you think you're hot and there's no cannibalism? Like, this, like, all this stuff, like, really goes down, you know what I'm saying? And now, I'm not saying to accept it. It's definitely not. How do you say? That's not appropriate. That's inappropriate. Not just, oh, and that's inappropriate in public. No, it's inappropriate behavior. And there is something seriously wrong with you if that's the way you like to get down. And you can come with any kind of excuse, but, you know, in the Bible, you know, it says not to eat people. It says it's a sin. It's defiance of God. And for all of you people who do that but still believe in God, but think that it's okay for you to be your own God, and think that it's okay for you to what thou will. Like, I'm going to tell you straight up, on your deathbed and things like that, it's going to weigh on your conscience. You're going to think about it. You're going to curse the person who got you into it. You know what I mean? It's... In the end, I'm going to ask you the question, like, was it worth it? Oh, yeah, it was worth it. Really? Really? Okay. If it was so worth it, why do you regret it? Why do you... You know what I mean? Because you know it's not okay. but you're totally down for that social status. You're totally down for that party. You're totally down for that kind of cultural acceptance. And I've seen a lot of you. I've seen these parties. Believe me, yes. And you know, reports have been made. So don't think that I just witnessed it and nothing happened. But these people, you know, I've taken a real hard look at these types of people. A, they're not confident because, you know, they're scared that they're going to get caught. And that is, it's really fickle for them because they can't control it. But that's mainly when they're sober. However, when they're not sober, that is a totally different story. They think they're king of the world. They are just so thoroughly self-convinced that they're on the right trail, like what they're doing is working, when it's seriously not. Like, have you seen the way these people live with themselves? I'm just gonna use the meth. How do you say? The meth addict. Is that really a healthy way of life? Have you seen what these people look like after years of use and how their teeth look and how their face and skin looks when they're around it all the time and they do it all the time and they live that hard lifestyle all the time, getting beat up all the time, you know, because they can't control themselves enough to not steal someone else's property, and they're not in the right frame of mind to be sneaky enough to not get caught or get seen. You know, they're on whatever and they're just in their zombie land, and their train of thought is very selfish, and they're gonna get what they want and they don't care who sees. You know, it's that attitude that, I don't give a fuck. Well, you don't give a fuck, but you're getting caught, you're getting seen doing it, you're getting your ass beat by the people who don't put up with that. Either, now, the people that it happened to that don't put up with that, or the people that are related to that person or care about that person that are saying, you know what, let's go get that nigga. You know, I know right where he is, let's go get him. And they do. Believe me, they do. It happens. I see it happen all the time to my own brother because he's dumb like that. He does not live. How does somebody put it? Somebody said, I was like, you know him? And I showed a picture of him because they were from the same area. And he goes, oh my God. Oh my God. Right? He goes, this dude said, that dude right there. Now, and he's not going to surprise me with whatever he says about my brother because I already know. I've been knowing since that kid was in a crib how bad he was, you know what I'm saying? How much he liked to fuck with other people, especially me, right? You know, that was my number one clue was when we were kids. And he would take his teddy bear and drop it outside of his crib and then act like it's a big deal because he wanted me to come pick it up because he wanted my attention. You know, real, real bad on attention. Needs the attention, wants the attention. Cannot be content with himself unless he has the attention of somebody else that he knows is there. If he knows you're there, he's gonna fuck with you and get your attention. And you the main attraction, you his main squeeze, you know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, he got you, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking about he got your back. No, he got your number. Yeah, you, cause you right there, you know what I'm saying? So hold up, I gotta back this up because I don't even remember why we got on the topic of this, and I'm trying to keep this train of thought going so I can bring this to an end here. Oh yeah, he was saying the guy that had met my brother that I've shown him the picture, and he said he knew him. He said, oh my god, this guy right here, he does not make the smartest life decisions. Dude, and all I could do is laugh and say, I know, you know, because I know. You know, been knowing since he was a little baby. And I first met him. Yeah, I know. First time I met the nigga, I knew. And, you know, sometimes I even forget, you know, because he gets real sweet on me, you know. And I forget, and I'm like, ah, nigga. Like, why did I let myself get wrapped in this shit? You know what I'm saying? But anyways, he was just like, you know, he does not make the best of life decisions. He just makes really, really bad life decisions for himself. And then he was like, I mean, he was stealing something, you know, and we're all like, you know, I see you, nigga. Like, I'm watching you. Like, you really think you're sneaky right now, nigga? Like, we all are, like, we just watched you do that. Like, but like, what do you think? You know what I'm saying? What's going on in your mind that makes you think that you just got away with that? Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's the laziness that I think he inherited that laziness from our grandpa, who's the indigenous one, because he would do that and think he was slick and got away with it, like nobody noticed. Like, okay, well, like how you kind of can tell, you know, that it was him or whatever, or, you know, and he's not sneaky and that he's lazy is because it's like, this is what he did to my dad. He come over. He grabbed 10 cigarettes out of the pack, left him with 3, right? Stuck them in his shirt pocket. And my dad's like, nigga, the only person I had over for the last 5 weeks is you, nigga. Like, well, you think they just got up and walked away? What, I just accidentally forgot that I smoked 10 cigarettes like that? Like, just now? Like, you come over, I had 10 cigarettes. That was in a pack plus my 3, right? I had almost a full pack, right? You leave and I open my pack because I'm like, fuck that nigga, I need a cigarette. Like, I can't deal with this nigga, I need a cigarette, you know? And so I open my pack and there's only 3, and you was the only nigga to ever be around at all. What, you think the magic fucking cigarette fairy just came and took my smokes, nigga? Moneg, that's what he would say. Moneg, unask yourself, Moneg, that's my seat right there. You know, that's the type of shit my dad would do. I remember, I don't know if I said this in another podcast, my dad, man, bless his soul. He would get in his car, and if my brother liked to kick the seat back, right? He would kick the seat back. And then so it's like all lean back, like he's thugging, you know what I'm saying? And then my dad would get in the car, and we'd all get in the car to go somewhere, and he'd sit back by accident, you know, and then he'd sit up and he'd look all around, and he'd grab the side of the seat and he'd be like, you know, to kick it back up to where he was, and he'd be like, who the fuck nigga rolled my seat? Because he's, you know, that's how he said a nigga would ride it, you know. I mean, I guess it's true, but I'm a nigga and I don't ride exactly like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I try to sit at optimum, you know, optimum operational thing, because my back, nigga, you know, see the way my chiropractor is set up. He says that my hips is not right. He says that my neck is not right to be doing all that. You know what I'm saying? Cause the way my x-rays is set up, nigga, I can't do all that. So my nigga road is different. My nigga road is different. I nigga roll it totally different. My nigga road is supreme. Yo, hold up, I got a phone call. Phone booth, nigga. Superman. That's me. Phone booth. Phone booth. Phone booth. Some nigga kept saying that to me in Louisiana. I'm telling you, niggas in Louisiana be doing all types of weird shit just to get your attention. I mean, that's what it's like. If I could say like attention deficit disorder, was it? It's not it. It's, they're not ADHD. They just hyper. It's not ADHD. It's just they hyper, right? And they got the pie mentality, you know. It's just they do 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 do. They're gonna do whatever they want because they think they're a man, you know. So, you know, and it's really the same type of mentality that's behind these people that you need to correct their behavior, because they really think that they out there saving lives right now. I'm not kidding. They think that they out there saving some lives. Like they really, they think that they out there in a real ass cape. They think they the mass marauder. They think that the Zero, man. Zorro. Some of y'all youngins don't know that, but are y'all? They think that they in a cowboy hat, a cape, a little bitty cape kerchief with a bandana around their eyes. They really think they the Lone Ranger right now. Yo, man, yo, these niggas really think they head honcho. Everybody got the chief mentality right now. Not enough Indians, too many chiefs. It's gone from politics and it has spread into the community. And that's what I would like to address today. Boo-boo, you ain't shit. You think you hot shit on a silver platter, but you ain't nothing but a cold dog turd on a paper plate, growing white hairs on it and stuff. Ain't nobody want that. Ain't nobody want to touch that, boo-boo. Why do you think we call you boo-boo? You know how when you go to the potty and you make a boo-boo? That's why we call you, hey, boo-boo. Oh, boo-boo. Oh, you making shitty decisions? Oh, boo-boo. Oh, you a boo-boo head. Now knock it off, all that ninnying. All that wankering about. You just want something to be indignant about. You feel me? And that's not okay. I'm here to tell you that that is inappropriate. That is not appropriate. Not appropriate, okay? It's not. It's not tolerable. What I want is for that to not be tolerated. Really? Really, folks? Really? There's a lot of things, like, some people are mad because somebody goes out of turn through a stop sign. Ah, nigga. It's the person who runs the stop sign, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know? It's not the person who tries to hurry up and get through the yellow light. It's the nigga that's all the way in the middle of the street. You know? Because the person who's trying to get through that yellow light, it's not safe for them to effectively stop and be behind the crosswalk line instead of over it. You don't want your tires to be over those lines. That's what it comes down to when you're driving. And so you don't, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to cross that line, right? Why would you allow others to cross that line for you, in front of you, or because of you even? Why would you allow that? Like, let's say you're in a deal with this person. You can't get out of it. Like, maybe it's a business partner. Why would you tolerate that? I'm not saying to pick a fight with them. I'm not saying to, like, necessarily full-on confront them, right? Because there's other ways to correct this behavior. And I know you know what I'm talking about. All you parents, and this is why I keep bringing it up, parents and pet owners, you know what I'm talking about. We don't do that. This is what we do. And if you ain't down for that, you can get the F out. You know, I mean, that's really the way it comes down to, because we have sent people out to war to protect what we have here, and I just want to acknowledge that and finish what I was saying, that there's always two types of holidays that go on every single day for me: Indigenous Day, Indigenous People Awareness Day, and all the issues that they face, and Veteran Appreciation Day. And awareness and acknowledgement. And if you want to talk about it, let's just say service people, public service providers. You know, it's always a day to appreciate them. Show them that you care. And on that note, I'd like to say thank you, Elohim. Thank you very much.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you're in luck. There's plenty more for you here. All you gotta do is visit sheriffsays.com and then scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll and then, ooh, I like that one, and then click play.